Have you ever had a guest on your podcast and they totally didn't promote it? So frustrating, right? I mean, the work isn't done after the interview. Both the host and the guest benefit from all levels of promotion. So why don't guests promote? Well, I share 6 reasons in this episode so you can address the issue and take steps to make sure that your episodes get as much visibility as possible. So let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, it's Lindsay with another episode of Leverage Your Podcast Show. And today I'm going to talk about podcast guests and why they don't promote the episodes that they've guested on. I've seen this time and time again. I've hosted so many shows, and of course, I'm connected with a ton of podcasters. And sometimes the guests don't really promote the episodes. And so today, I'm going to talk about the reasons why. And by understanding these reasons, we can help the hosts and the guests address the issue and encourage better promotion and bring awareness to podcast guests so that they totally understand why it's so important and the opportunities that they're missing. And so the first potential reason that a guest may not promote the episode is honestly lack of awareness. They don't even fully understand the importance of promoting the episode. They may not realize that they're expected to promote. So clear communication is paramount. And letting them know that you're going to give them all of these promotional assets to share the episode. So for me, in the form that I have for podcast guests to fill out and give me like their bio and their headshot and all that good stuff, I do have a box for them to check off to say, yes, I will happily promote this episode. So then it's just kind of like setting that expectations, like, I see you. And I do let them know when I'm chatting with them in the episode that, hey, your episode is going to go live in approximately this time frame. I will be sending you reels and Square videos and pictures and the show notes so that you can publish it on your website and promote it. So setting that expectation up front as a host is really key. And if you are a guest on podcasts, you know, there are so many benefits to why you would want to promote it. It shows you as an expert. You're sharing your knowledge. It's establishing trust. It's expanding your visibility and building your brand. And it's just a great body of content that you're able to leverage and share. Now, the second reason, and this kind of ties into that lack of awareness, is lack of ownerships. You know, some guests may feel that, well, it's the host podcast, so they need to share it. I'm going to leverage their audience, so it's not really up to me to really use it to my full advantage and share it everywhere, which is crazy to me. But as a guest, you are in control of your own marketing and how you showcase yourself. So don't leave it up to chance and don't leave it up to the host to kind of do that heavy lifting for you, right? The third is mindset. And honestly, you could probably do a whole episode on this. But some people are not comfortable promoting themselves or their appearances or their body of work. They may feel, you know, self-conscious about sharing the episode with their audience and their network. Sometimes they may have that element of imposter syndrome. Or they feel like that they're bragging and saying like, oh, look at me, I was a guest on this podcast. But it's not about saying, oh, I was a guest on this podcast, I was on this show, I was on that show. You're actually doing the audience a disservice by not sharing the content. Because really, think about all the good nuggets that you've shared in that episode. That will help someone. So you want to share that as much as possible. And you can use that as a marketing tool. You know, every good marketer knows that you need content to market. And so it's a way of using that content to attract your ideal client and convert them as well into prospects and clients. The fourth would be the case where they don't necessarily feel like that episode highlighted their authority. So if the podcast interview didn't really give the guests the opportunity to showcase their brilliance, to share personal stories, insights, results, success stories, then they may not see a significant benefit to promoting it. I know for me, I've been on some shows and same with clients where I was just asked a bunch of random questions about my entrepreneurial journey or my business or being a woman in business. And that episode didn't really showcase what I do and how I can serve people and the solutions that I offer. And so that left me feeling, to be quite honest, that I didn't really want to share it. Like, I'll share it a little bit, but I'm not going to share a lot. And that can happen a ton. So as a guest, there are things you can do as a guest and a host to prevent that. Now, as a guest, you can reverse engineer your podcast topics. So create topics that are like super sexy. People know exactly what the benefit is of your talk. And then craft interview questions for each talk topic so that the host knows what questions there are and has the ability to guide that conversation in a way that sets you up for success and showcases, you know, the method that you have or a certain strategy that you're, you know, amazing at. And then you have the ability then, especially if you craft the questions a certain way, to share stories and examples and results and seed your products and seed your services and showcase your successes. So don't leave it to chance that the host will just ask you random questions. One quick more point that I want to put on that is that on one sheets, and I see this a lot where there are three topics, but there's a list of like about 10 questions. And those questions are, there's like a couple of questions about the first topic. There's a couple of questions about the second topic. And then there's some other like just general questions. And so the host, it's not really their fault, right? They see your one sheet, they're looking at the questions. And then by default, they're going to run through those questions. So what happens is that episode ends up being all these random questions, all these random points. And again, it doesn't showcase your expertise and your authority in the way that you want. Now, as a host, getting those one sheets, there are two things. You can ask, say, hey, I really want to zone in on this one topic. Can you give me specific questions to ask about that topic? For me, in the form that I have for guests to fill out, I do ask them to put in interview questions and what their topic is. Sometimes we have the, you know, the call, pre-call beforehand. So we kind of like hammer that out. But honestly, I'm so cognizant of, you know, what questions I'm going to ask, what I want the listener to get out of the episode, what I want the episode to be about, even like thinking like keywords. So I want to make sure that the topic is, the interview questions are guided in a specific way that's going to really bring out those points and showcase the expertise of the guest. So as a host, you also have to be aware of that and maybe do some of that legwork. Or in the green room beforehand, I've even done this where it's like, hey, here are some of the questions that I was thinking of asking you. Obviously, we have like a loose, you know, organic conversation. Is there anything that I should ask that's above and beyond that you want me to bring up? Are there any of these questions that you think are not going to serve the audience? So don't be afraid to touch base with the guest before you hit record. And even while you're, you know, on the interview, as a host, you can say, oh, that's a really good point. You know, do you have any examples or do you have a situation where that's come up? So don't be afraid to even ask them for examples. Again, your guest is going to love that, right? They have a chance to like showcase some results that they're getting and what it is that they do for their clients. So there are some ways that you can gain control over how that episode is going to come out. And if the episode comes out in a way that showcases the guest's expertise, their method, their strategy, whatever it is, they're more likely going to share, right? So let's dive into the last two. These ones are a little bit more technical. So many guests think, okay, I need to promote the episode. They put out maybe a little blurb or a tweet that the host gave them, put the picture out there and the link to, I don't know, iTunes or the host's show page. And then that's it. They don't necessarily know or think about where else they can promote it or how they can leverage it. So I do have a podcast guest leverage system and I share four steps. So that quick list of what you can do to leverage that content and promote the episode and your expertise are this. Again, this is a super Coles Notes version. One is publish the content on your site as like a blog post. It's an image, there's a link to your audio, there's a YouTube that's embedded in there. Don't forget to ask the host for the raw video. Don't be afraid to do that. And have call to actions on that page. Next is kind of like pulling snackable bites out of that episode. So I'm sure you have a ton of tips, ton of quotes. Maybe you even have some questions or something controversial that you've spoken about. And then you can share social media, you know, quotes, assets, whatever, about those little things. And then you can even put, hey, I shared this on this show. You know, I'll even put the link in the comments for you to listen to the whole thing. But the point there is that you're sharing consumable content, quotes, questions, tips that just stand alone and that aren't linking anywhere. The third is to email your list sharing the episode. It's amazing how many people don't do this. I always email my list when I'm a guest on a show. It not only are you showcasing yourself as an authority, hey, like look at me, I've been on all these shows, but you're sharing great content. It's a reason to nurture them. It's a reason to stay in contact with them. So don't forget that. And fourth is, again, I mentioned asking the host to get the raw video, because then you can put it in your own YouTube. You can embed it on your post. You can create video, square little square videos. You can create reels. You can create YouTube shorts. So you can really use that content because it's you. It's your material. It's your content. It's your expertise. So knowing kind of like all the things that you can do will kind of like open up those doors on how to really leverage that content and get it out there. And last, which we all suffer from, is time constraints. You know, we all have busy schedules and sometimes, you know, a show will go live and you're in the middle of, you know, who knows what, and you're like, oh, I'll just push this out quickly and later I'll go do some quotes or maybe I'll ask for a video and then you forget about it and it just doesn't get done. Create a system and a process and an SOP. So when an episode is live, you like create those branded graphics, you put it on your website, you ask for the video, you create video reels, you create quote graphics. Have a system, whether you're doing it or your VA is doing it, have a system so that you can leverage that content and promote it and showcase yourself as an authority. And of course, if you are stuck on all of the above on how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it, you can, of course, contact us at smoothbusinesspodcasting.com because that's what we do. We create all those assets and we make you look good and we publish it and schedule it and leverage all that content. So I hope that was helpful for you as a host or a guest to make sure that we all promote this amazing body of work that you record. And so happy recording and happy promoting. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.